The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Good morning, hump day. Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I am your host, Rayshon Blyden. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. The donkey recommends no prison time for Flynn. Substantial assistance to probe. So, 19 interviews with special counsel. What did this all boils down to? We shall see. The Dow dives because of fear of the slowing economy. Bank stocks flashing. We will see what's going on with that. The NYPD to deploy drone fleet. That's interesting. Interesting. Trump eyes post office price hike for Amazon. Good. Bezo. Warriors salute Dole, pays Bush respect, still about the funeral. UK on the brink, we'll talk about that. Planet of the Apes, Island of Monster Chimps released from labs. Interesting. And many more things to talk about. Many more things. AFI gives Roma special award. Did not see that movie. Don't know what it's about. So we will talk about these things and talk about, unfortunately, Mule the Donkey and Flynn. That will be our topic of the day right after this.
Thank you.
Hello there, Humperdazers. Humperdazers, I don't even know how that makes sense. But let's get into it. Okay, so let's start with the Trump eyeing the post office prices hike for Amazon. He really should, because they are a direct threat. Trump panel wants to give USPS right to hike prices for Amazon and others. Who's others? The United States Post Office, who I'm not happy with right now. I ordered my phone and it says guaranteed Tuesday. Well, today is Wednesday. I don't have it in my hand. So I wrote the sellers, both of them, when it says guaranteed Tuesday delivery. I said, whose fault is this? Is this the USPS fault? Or is this your fault? Because I want to know who to yell at. So I asked them both. I will wait for a response and see what happens. It doesn't matter that I am home and I'm able to retrieve the items if I'm around, because I have many things to do today. You know, lots of home showings today. So I'm not going to sit around waiting. I should have had this yesterday. So I'm not happy. So we'll find out. Or I'll find out who to yell at. The USPS, which I'm guessing is their fault, or the seller. Either way, let's not talk about my personal issues. Let's get back to the story at hand. The United States Postal Service should have more flexibility to raise rates for packages according to recommendations from a task force set up by President Donald Trump, a move that could hurt profits of Amazon.com Inc. and other large online retailers. The task force was announced in April to find ways to stem financial losses by the service, an independent agency within the federal government. Its creation followed criticism by Trump that the postal office provided too much service to Amazon for too little money. I have to agree with that. I definitely have to agree with that. The postal service lost almost $4 billion in fiscal year 2018, which ended on September 30th, even as packages deliveries rose. It has been losing money for more than a decade, the task force said, particularly because the loss of revenue from letters, bills, and other ordinary mail in an increasingly digital economy have not been offset by increased revenue from an explosion in deliveries from online shopping. The president has repeatedly attacked Amazon for treating the Postal Service as its delivery boy by paying less than it should for deliveries and contributing to the service $65 billion loss since the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009 without presenting evidence. Amazon's founder Jeff Bezos also owns the Washington Post, a newspaper whose critical coverage of the president has repeatedly drawn Trump's ire. The rates the Postal Service charges Amazon and other bulk customers are not made public. None of our findings or recommendations relate to any one company, a senior administration official said on Tuesday. Amazon shares closed down 5.8%, while eBay fell 3.1%. I'm not happy with eBay right now, or the seller of who guaranteed me. Okay, let's calm down. Amid a broad stock market sell-off on Tuesday. Tuesday, why does that ring a bell? Oh yeah, guaranteed delivery for Tuesday. Didn't happen. The package coalition, which includes Amazon and other online and catalog shippers, warned against any move to raise prices to deliver their packages. The Package Coalition is concerned that by raising prices and depriving Americans of affordable delivery services, the Postal Task Force's package delivery recommendations would harm consumers, large and small businesses, and especially rural communities, the group said in an emailed statement. Most of the recommendations made by the task force, including possible price hikes, can be implemented by the agency. Changes such as to frequency of mail delivery would require legislation. The task force recommended that the Postal Service have the authority to charge market-based rates for anything that is not deemed an essential service, like delivery of prescription drugs. I have to agree. I really do. Even if it's going to mean that I pay a little bit more, it's the truth. Bad news for Amazon. Although the USPS does have pricing flexibility within its package delivery segment, packages have not been priced with profitability in mind. The USPS should have the authority to charge market-based prices for both mail and package items that are not deemed essential services, the task force said in its summary. That would be bad news for Amazon and other online sellers that ship billions of packages a year to customers. If they go to market pricing, there will definitely be a negative impact on Amazon's business, said Mark Wolfrat, president of logistics consultancy MWPVL International Inc. If prices jumped 10%, that would increase annual costs for Amazon by at least $1 billion, he said. The task force also recommended that the Postal Service address rising labor costs. The Postal Service should also restructure $43 billion in pre-funding payments that it owes the Postal Service Retiree Health Benefits Fund, the task force said. Cohen and Co., in a May report, said the Postal Service and Amazon were codependent, but that Amazon went elsewhere for most packages that needed to arrive quickly. Cohen estimated that the Postal Service delivered about 59% of Amazon's U.S. packages in 2017, and packages delivery could account for 50% of Postal Service revenue by 2023. The American Postal Workers Union warned against any effort to cut services. Recommendations would slow down service, reduce delivery days, and prioritize large portions of the public postal service. Most of the report's recommendations, if implemented, would hurt business and individuals alike, the union said in a statement. Amazon, FedEx Corp, and United Parcel Service, Inc. did not return requests for comment. So, what do you think? Do you think that the price hikes should happen, even if it hurts the consumer, us, and Bezo, Amazon? Or do you think things should stay the same? I mean, look at it as a as if you, it, the USPS is your business. Do you, would you want to keep taking a $4 billion in loss, or is it more $43 billion? Will you want to keep taking the hit, taking the loss? Or will you, would you hike the rates? I mean, I'm obviously asking a question I already know the answer to. And I would raise the rates. I would raise the rates because you can't run a business if it's not profitable. Although the government does that all the time, but with a new sheriff in town, he is a businessman. He knows that this is hurting the bottom line of the post office. So we will see if it's a compromise where, world's first sex robot for women. And I'm gonna guess that gay men is gonna buy this too. Let's see, it's a sex doll, but this time it looks like it's a guy, and it looks like super real, just like how the women dolls look super real. This is insane. this is coming from the Sun. The name of the doll is Humping Henry. Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? Humping Henry, the names they come up with. The world's first sex robot for women launched, complete with customizable penis, fake stubble, and Brad Pitt's chiseled torso. What the heck what's a stubble? A fake stubble? I don't know what a stubble is. I have to search what a stubble is. I have to see. Or maybe I don't want to know. Okay, stubble. The cut stalks of grain plants. Okay, that can't be what it means. The cut stalks of grain plants left sticking out of the ground. Okay. I think I know what kind of sick pervertedness is talking about there. Okay, interesting. Very, oh my goodness, these dolls look like super real, just like the women doll. Actually, it looks like it looks freakishly real. And I'm gonna get, do I have any gay guys in the audience? Would you buy this doll even though it's for women, just because it's a guy doll? I'm just curious. Let's see. I can't believe it. Let's read the story real quick. Henry might appear to be every heterosexual girl dreams. With his rugged appearance and angular cheekbones, which have been compared to a young Brad Pitt. But whatever the claims of his performance between the sheets, he still can't take the bins out. However, Henry does come equipped with a silicone penis that can be customized, though it's not yet bionic. Bionic penis, oh my goodness. All 5'11 of Henry can be yours for only around $10,000. But the price varies depending on the specification of the buyer selects. He's also well equipped in an AL sense and can recite poetry or the lyrics of your favorite songs, as well as tell jokes. Henry can also welcome you home after a long day, all with a British accent if you want. The company does produce a range of male dolls which can be customized to some extent. While the basic dolls, also called Michael, Mick, and Nate, have a basic design, things such as eye and hair color can be selected, as well as skin tone. buyers can also select penis type, which can be detachable. Matt McMullen, the chief executive of Abus Creations, which owns Realbotics, told The Times, "We've had a lot more inquiries than you would think from women who want not a sex partner, but a companion, someone to talk to." I said, "Well, you know, he could listen to you. He'll remember everything, but he's not going to be able to take out the trash just yet, or fix the zinc or anything like that." So far, the sex doll industry has largely been focused on female dolls, yay, with a varying degree of AL interactivity, but that could be about to change with Henry as the industry starts to gear up to provide the needs of women. As Mr. McMullen points out, the requirements women want differ from those of men, he said. "We've had a lot of requests from women, not just as sex partners, but as companions. We really are focusing all our energy on the companionship aspect. Some women who have already tried out a male doll give them thumbs up." In a video, okay. Why didn't you just get a real man for companionship? See, I was right about this. I'm not the only guy saying this. So I'm reading some of the comments below, and Emma says, "The gays will probably order more of them than women will. They will screw anything." Oh boy, okay, I have to like that comment because it's funny. "You are so sexist." It's funny. "Oh, you homophobe." Hey, it was a funny joke. It's a funny joke. Lighten up. Gross it. Someone else say, someone called Go AJ says, "I'm a strip." Come on with stupid ads. Mess my show up here. He says, "I'm a straight guy. But did anyone else scroll through the pictures to see what his willy looked like?" No, I did not. You sick bum. Someone named Green Fairy. "Definitely this is aimed in unattractive women. Otherwise, why would you want a fake man?" I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know. How, JP says, "How are these things powered? Cord or batteries? Fusion reactor? A cord would be quite a drag. I can't believe I'm even wondering or asking about this aspect of our hellish future." I agree with him. It's really not a good future to me. It really isn't. I'm telling you, these robots are not a good thing. Not to me. Sherry Moran says, "Women are not going to buy this. The robot needs a masculine face and a masculine body. HH looks like a snowflake child." That's, well, maybe they're gearing them towards the gay community. I mean, or the gay community is going to go for him. Either way, it's going to be profit for the companies. The company's not going to care if a man or woman buy it, honestly. That's what I'm thinking. She's Texan says, "He looks like a little boy. This is not attractive to women at all, in my heterosexual opinion." And someone like his comment said, yeah, for women, ha ha. So, unlike what I'm seeing on the bottom here, the women doll, now these, as a man, I can say that these are much, much, much better because they're geared for the right audience, you know. They look really hot. But why doesn't the guy one look? I can't judge a guy thing. But I agree with some of the comments. Let me scroll back up. He does look like a snowflake. Like they said, he doesn't look masculine. He looks like a snowflake type. Like, you know, like feminine-ish. Anyway, I've stayed on this story much too long. This is not what I wanted to be talking about. Let's move on. What? Why are we talking about crazy stuff? Not crazy, but women with longer fingers are more likely to cheat? Where do they get these studies? Let's see. How to tell if your girlfriend is a cheat? Check her fingers. Smell her. How about smell her? Women with long index fingers are more likely to sleep around, claim scientists. Scientists. Women with long index fingers on their left hands are more likely to have affairs, a study has shown. The findings have surprised scientists, as having a longer index finger is associated with having more typical female characteristics. The longer index finger and shorter ring finger have been linked to being exposed to higher levels of female sex hormones in the womb. It was assumed that women who were more feminine would be more likely to be satisfied with their romantic relationships and to be less impulsive. Okay, I'm not reading anymore. They said I don't believe one word of it. It sounds stupid. Man handcuffs his roommate to a chair and hammers ice pick through his genitals. Oh my God. Ouch. Oh, I just cringed when I just read that. Are you crazy? So, a Utah man arrested after hammering tool resembling ice pick through housemaid's genitals. Why would someone do that? This is sick stuff. Sick. Taylorsville, Utah. Police say a man held another man at gunpoint, bound him to a chair, and then told him he could choose between death in the desert or having a nail hammered through his genitals. According to charging documents filed September 5th, the assault occurred on August 30th in Salt Lake County. Jason D. Maughan, Maughan, got into a fight that night with a man who was living in the home with him, according to a statement of probable cause. During the argument, Maughan held a shotgun to the other man's head and made him sit in a chair before handcuffing him to the armrest. Maughan then told the victim he could either be taken to a desert to be killed, or Maughan could drive a nail into victim's penis. The document states that is sick stuff. The man also told the victim he would shoot him if he tries to fight back. The victim chose the latter of the two options, and the PC statement indicates Maughan used a rusty hammer to drive a tool resembling an ice pick through the victim's penis and into a board Maughan had placed under the victim. Mom then released the man, who sought medical attention the next morning. Mom was charged with aggravated kidnapping, domestic violence, aggravated sexual assault, domestic violence, mayhem, domestic violence, and aggravated assault, domestic violence. Mon was arrested Monday and booked into the Salt Lake County Jail. Oh man, did the man lose his penis or? It doesn't say. That's sick stuff. So what it sounds like to me is that they were in a sexual relationship, it sounds like. Because only women do these kind of craziness. I'm sorry. Sorry, women, don't attack me, but it sounds like something that a woman would have done if she was angry because of something that the man did, something vengeful like that. So that's what it sounds like to me. It really sounds like a lover's quarrel, like, you know. And I'm looking at the guy. How long does one get in jail for something like that? No clue. But yeah, that's wow. I would say that's definitely some sick stuff. Some stuff that really sick. 2020 ass. Can scandal still sink a politician? Not gonna read it. Not gonna read it. Debates. Lesser knowns to share stage with front runners. Bernie spends $300K on private jet and traveling in 1 month. I don't care how much he spends as long as it's his money. If it's taxpayers' money, then we have a problem. Puglia says Hillary wants Trump to win again. Let's see what this is about. Let's see what's going on. It's gotta be some stupid. Let's see. Camille Paglia is one of the most interesting and explosive thinkers of our time. She transgresses academic boundaries and blows up media forms. She's brilliant on politics, art, literature, psychology, philosophic, and culture war, blah, blah, blah. She's also very keen on the email Q&A format for interviews. So, after reading her new collection of essays, Provocations, Spectator USA sent her some questions. It says, You've been a sharp political analyst over the years. So, can I start by asking for a prediction? What will happen in 2020 in America? Will Hillary Clinton run again? If the economy continues strong, Trump will be re-elected. The Democrats, my party, have been in chaos since the 2016 election and have no coherent message except Trump hatred. Despite the vast pack of potential candidates, no one yet seems to have the edge. I had high hopes for Kamala Harris, but she missed a huge opportunity to play a moderating, statesmanlike role and has already imprinted an image of herself as a ruthless, ruthless inquisitor that will make it hard for her to pull voters across party lines. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, has never had a snowball's chance in hell to appeal beyond upper middle class professionals of her glossy stripe. Wow, I wish more Democrats talk like you, lady. Go, girl. Kristen Gillibrand is a wobbly mediocrity. Cory Booker has all the gravitas of a cork. Are you sure you're not? You don't have a little conservative drip of blood in there? Andrew Cuomo is a yapping puppy with a long, muddy, bully boy tail. Is that her saying this or the interviewer? Because this is good stuff. Both Bernie Sanders, for whom I voted, so it must be her, I guess, for whom I voted in 2016 primaries, and Joe Biden, who have won the elections had Obama not cut him off at the knees are way too old and creaky. Though to win the Nationals' broad midsection, the Democratic nominee will need to project steadiness, substance, and warmth. I've been looking at Congresswoman Sherry Bustos of Illinois and Governor Steve Bullock of Montana. As for Hillary, she's pretty much damaged goods, but her perpetual sniping pity me tour shows no signs of abating. She still has a rabidly loyal following, but it's hard to imagine her winning the nomination again with her iron grip on the Democratic National Committee now gone. Still, it's in her best interest to keep the speculation fires burning, given how thoroughly she has already sabotaged the rising candidates by hogging the media spotlight. I suspect she wants Trump to win again. I don't see our stumbling, hacking, shop-worn Ivita yielding the spotlight willingly to any younger gal. That was a long answer, and I loved every minute of it. You go, girl. Has Trump governed erratically? The next question they ask, and she says, yes, that's a fair description. It's partly because as a non-politician, he arrived in Washington without the battalion of allies, advisors, and party flacks that a senator or governor would normally accumulate on the long road to the White House. Trump's administration is basically a one-man operation, with him relying on gut instinct and sometimes madcap improvisations. There's often a gonzo humor to it. Not that the U.S. president should be slinging barbs and bottom-feeding celebrities or jackass journalists, much as they may deserve it. It's like a novel starring a rogue, blah, blah, blah. Okay. This is a long... Her answers are long. Okay. Does the deep state exist? If so, what is it? The deep state is no myth, but intertwined mass of bloated, self-replicating bureaucracy that constitutes to the real power in Washington. So, yes, I'm not going to read all her answers. She writes long answers. What is a true multiculturalism? Okay, I don't care. I'm not reading anymore. Okay, but she's good. She's good. She's good. She's very good. Indeed, you. Biden says that he is most qualified. Okay, I get lots of phlegm in the morning. I shouldn't be phlegming up. Okay, Biden says he's more. I don't care. You qualify to be a nutsack. Putin warns of new arm race. Let's see what this is about. Putin warns of new arm race and says if U.S. starts developing banned mid-range missiles, so will Russia. Tit for tat. Tit for tat. Tit for tit for tit, tit for tat. Tit for tat. Tit for tat. Tit for tit for tit, tit for tat. Tit for tat. Tit for... Cuba set to tighten screws on private sector. Soaring hospital admission for stress. Stress. Why do we all have it? Stress is called everyday living. Stress. Okay. Why do we all have it? Stress. 72% of immigrant households in CA on welfare, which angers me. Well, let me don't be angry yet. Let's see if it means illegal immigrants or let's read. Let's read this Breitbart story. Let's read. More than 7 in 10 California immigrant households are on welfare. The latest Census Bureau data analyzed by the Center of Immigration Studies finds that about 72% of households headed by non-citizens and immigrants use one or more forms of taxpayer-funded welfare programs in California. So I don't know, that's a lot. That's a heck of a lot. Whether it be legal immigrants or not, that's a heck of a lot. President Trump's administration is looking to soon implement a policy that protects American taxpayer dollars from funding the mass importation of welfare-dependent foreign nations' nationals by enforcing a public charge rule whereby legal immigrants would be less likely to secure a permanent residency in the U.S. if they have used any forms of welfare in the past. Good. Very good. Very, very good. All right, let me take a break. I gotta blow the old noggin and sneeze some more. Right after this, we shall return.
Been a long year. Sometimes it's hard to get up, but this holiday cheer helps me hold my head up. Every glimpse of joy around me helps to give a festive feel. And when I see familiar faces here, I know I can make it. So thankful to be here with you. I'm filled with gratitude and feeling so renewed. I'm blessed to have my family, and there's no one I'd rather see. Telling stories round the tree, nowhere I would rather be than here with family. All the lit up trees line Main Street of my hometown. I'm feeling at ease watching old friends as they come around. Playing games and puzzles all day, enjoying gingerbread with tea. Sleep in my old bed, it's still right here. Left as it was for me. So thankful to be here with you. I'm filled with gratitude and feeling so renewed. I'm blessed to have you beside me, and there's no one I'd rather see. Telling stories round the tree, nowhere I would rather be than here with family. Oh, sharing love and gifts on Christmas morn. Songs and laughter fill the home. Time slows down in this moment here, and I know I can make it. So thankful to be here with you. I'm filled with gratitude and feeling so renewed. I'm blessed to have you beside me, and there's no one I'd rather see. Telling stories round the tree, nowhere I would rather be than here with family.
anyone watching The Good Doctor, that was the most gut-wrenching, depressing episode I think I've seen of the entire series. I don't want to do any spoilers just in case some of you watch The Good Doctor, but that was sad. I definitely can't wait until January 14th, I think, is when it comes back. That was sad. That was sad stuff. Very sad stuff. Moving on to more sad stuff, to what we're going to talk about today, is the Mueller debacle. Let's just get into it a little bit here. Let's see, well, before I get in, let's see if there's anything else I want to talk about here. New York City sets to $17 an hour minimum wage for Uber and Lyft, I guess. Lyft drivers. 300-pound woman guilty of crushing boyfriend to death. Oh, okay, I'm not... Hold on, donkey can wait. It's got some good stuff in here. Oh my goodness. How did she crush him to death? Let's see. I mean, obviously as a guy, I'm thinking she crushed him to death doing sex, but I could be wrong. But let's read on. A woman has pleaded guilty to killing her boyfriend by stabbing him. Yeah, see, I was wrong. Stabbing him, hitting him with a table leg, and crushing him under the weight of her roughly 300 pounds. Wendy Thomas of Erie faces a sentence of 18 to 36 years after pleading guilty to third-degree murder. She has been scheduled for trial next week, but instead will be sentenced on December 21st. The 44-year-old Thomas admitted killing Keno Butler last month, March, particularly by lying on top of him. Thomas weighs about 300 pounds, while the 44-year-old Butler weighed about 120 pounds. Oh my. Thomas was reportedly drunk and wanted to smoke crack when the pair got into an argument that ended in Butler's death. Oh man. Butler, who went by the nickname Loco, don't you know I'm Loco, is survived by a daughter, Adela Brown, two grandchildren, his mother, and nine siblings, including Sandra, according to the obituary. That's sad. That's sad. That's really sad. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of them together. What is he doing with... She was huge next to him. Huge. I'm surprised I don't have... You don't see any stories of white woman kills black man because he was black and she's white. Surprised you don't see the race baiters. It's a racist thing. No, she's just a crackhead and she was enraged and drunk. Let's see. Anything else good before I get to the 27% of youth, 27% of young, too overweight for military, trans contestant odds on favorite to win Miss Universe. I'm not gonna watch that, that's for sure. Chemicals in frying pans, fast food packaging shrink. Oh no, 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 say it ain't so, no. No, no. Okay, all guys, you're gonna cringe. You're not gonna like this story. I don't know that I want to read this story. But, shall I read? This story is from the Daily Mail. I'm just going to read just the way it is, how the headline reads. It says, men's penises are half an inch smaller if they are exposed to high levels of chemicals in non-frying pans and fast food packaging study finds. men could end up with penises half an inch shorter than usual if their parents were exposed to high levels of chemical used in non-stick frying pans. Scientists have found the chemicals called PFCs can interfere with male hormones and lead to sexual organs being significantly shorter and thinner. And this effect is not only seen in the womb. The researchers said PFCs could have toxic effects in teenagers too. The chemicals also found in waterproof clothes and greaseproof packaging for food get into the bloodstream and reduce testosterone levels. Scientists found young men who grew up in areas polluted with PFCs have penises 12.5% shorter and 6.3% thinner than healthier men. Researchers at University of Padua in Italy made the discovery after measuring the penises of 383 men with an average age of 18. Padua, near Venice, is in one of four areas in the world known to have high levels of PFC pollution, which used to be used in Teflon coating until it was phased out in 2013. The chemicals officially called, perfluorocarbyl compounds, are also a health hazard in the Netherlands, Shandong in China, and West Virginia in the U.S. The Italian researchers found PFCs will bind the testosterone receptors and reduce levels of male sex hormone use in the body. As a result, men grow up with smaller penises, less healthy and mobile sperm, and a shorter distance between their scrotum and anus. I don't know why it's not funny. A sign of lower fertility. Okay, I don't want to read anymore. This is so no good. Not good. Not good at all. Not good at all. Indeed, not good at all. Okay. I could keep reading these stories, but let's just. I don't even want to talk about Mueller the donkey, honestly. I don't know why I featured that. I don't really want to feature it. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm sick of Mueller. I already did something. Are we there yet? So I don't know that I care. 30K cameras reels electronic eyes on crime. That sounds more interesting to me than Mueller the donkey. Mueller the donkey. Rio de Janeiro state is moving ahead with plans to deploy security cameras on and drones to help fight crime, according to its next governor, a far-right politician loyal to President-elect Jair Bolsonaro. Okay. Market claws back. Fair and slow in the economy, bank stocks flashing, I'm not reading. Oh, digital media bubble bursting. Digital media bubble bursting. Bursting. Okay, let's see. Okay. I'm so irritated, I want my phone. Guaranteed Tuesday. I'd rather talk about that. Air my dirty laundry. Where is my phone? Is it the post office or is it eBay or is it the seller? Whose fault is it? That's what I want to know. Whose freaking fucking fault is it? Did any of these eBay people get back to me? Your open request. Your request is open. Your request is open. Okay, so no one's gotten back to me yet. I want to know whose fault it is. I need to know who to yell at. I need to know if to give the reviewer a bad review for telling me it's due on Tuesday when I don't have it in my hands. Or is it the post office I could write a nasty complaint to? Either way, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, okay? It's going to happen. High school newspaper suspended after publishing disruptive investigation. Don't know. Blood test to detect cancer within just 10 minutes. That's a good thing. That's very good. Satanic sculpture installed at Illinois State House just in time for holiday. No, this is sick. This is sick. In the Illinois Capitol Rotunda this month, several traditions are being celebrated. There's a sense of Christmas, Hanukkah, and something a little different, an arm holding an apple with a snake coiled around it. Let's see, get a closer look at this picture. See what this is. Come on, blow this up. Okay, it's not something to blow up. It's here we go. Knowledge is the greatest gift. A lot of people are not happy about this. Wow. You got 89 satanic people who likes it. It's on Facebook. I bet you if it was a picture of baby Jesus, Facebook would ban it. Sickening. Very sickening indeed. Moonbeam destroys evidence, misled investigators. Epic failure of corporate government. What? Okay. Planet of the Apes, Island of Monster Chimps released from labs. The African island, inhibited by super aggressive monster chimps, released from U.S. labs. The apes, who are all infected with contagious diseases, were abandoned on the Libertarian River Island after being released to roam free. Huh. I don't understand. The jungle wilderness known to local as Monkey Island is now the home of more than 60 chimps who are notoriously protective of its shores. Only those who regularly take the chimps' food are allowed near them. Okay. Least wanted job in Hollywood. There crashes through cop car windshield. I'm really avoiding the story. I don't want to talk about Mueller. Damn, I'm sick and tired of him. R. Kelly documentary premiere canceled after shooting threat. Okay, I don't think I was going to watch it anyway. Threat to journalists at highest risk since in 10 years. Okay, Mueller files Flynn sentencing memo, developing text. Let's just open this and see. I'm so sick of this. Mueller says Michael Flynn gave first-hand details of Trump transition team contacts with Russians. Mueller, in a court filing, says Flynn's substantial assistance to special counsel's probe over the past year warrants a light criminal sentence, which could include no jail time. The memo relates to lies Flynn told FBI agents about his conversations with Russians then ambassador to the United States, Sergei Kislyak, whatever, during the presidential transition. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has given Special Counsel Robert Mueller first-hand details. A bombshell court document filed Tuesday says Mueller in a sentencing memo said Flynn's substantial assistant to the probe, blah, blah, blah. The assistant, which includes 19 interviews with Mueller's team and Justice Department attorneys related to a previously an unknown criminal investigation, as well as to Mueller's long-term running probe of the Trump campaigns and transition teams, links, or coordination with the Russian government. Defendant provided first-hand information about the content and context of interactions between the transition team and Russian government officials, said Trump's ex-national security advisor is due to be sentenced December 18th. I'll be on vacation then, so I won't be able to give you anything on that. Took that week off, the week before Christmas. I don't care. I can't. I can't do it. I really can't do it. I really and truly can't do it. I'm done. It's hump day and you know it, because I'm done. Political corruption, business of nation, a new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. Ho, 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 ho.